It is time for us to speak to Pat Pagano and get the details on the forecast. Pat, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. It's, of course, very wet across the region, and the rain will continue into early afternoon, and then after 2 or 3 o'clock, you'll begin to see it clear out. It will also get windy with the front passing. The front right now is near Pittsburgh, and of course, it's got a ways to go. That's why there'll be a lot of wetness around. Bring along the umbrella, 50 to 55. And then as it clears tonight, we drop to the low 30s. We'll have mainly sunny and breezy weather Saturday, low 50s. Sunny Sunday, mid 40s. Sun will mix with clouds Monday, low 40s. Right now for St. Patrick's Day, it does look like we'll have some rain. That is for Tuesday. Doesn't matter because most of the parades have been canceled. Tuesday.
I was just going to say, I got home yesterday and I got the two CDs together, and
all hell broke loose.
It was, Pat. I've been in this business part time and full time for over 50 years, and I can tell you, I have never seen the dam burst like it burst yesterday. Not only in the Northwest Connecticut, but South County, Massachusetts, and adjacent Eastern New York. It was absolutely unbelievable. We have literally hundreds of announcements. I spoke to my other broadcast friends in New York State and in Massachusetts, and this is what radio was created for, though. And this is what media was created for. Especially radio, because it can be so much more instantaneous than television. And if you're a community radio station, basically this is why we exist, to keep people connected, informed, on a moment-to-moment basis. But in my 50 years in the business, this is, I compare it to, I would think, like when you were broadcasting in World War II, your enemy then was, of course, the Axis powers. But now the enemy is a virus, and it's almost like on a war footing.
It's horrible. I mean, a lot of people are very, very frightened, which is good, because the more frightened they are, the more vigil they will be, as far as avoiding crowds, staying at home, washing your hands. I mean, these are all the things that have to be done. Luckily so far, in and around our counties, with the exception of Westchester, the count has been very, very low for this area. And that includes, the lower Hudson Valley as well. Then when you get to Westchester, of course, it's over, 132, 135, because of that that one man who literally brought it to the synagogue, and then it spread like wildfire.
Well, Mike Cosby just doesn't understand why all this has to happen. And the perfect example is that one man who alone is probably responsible for about 75 people, and then those 75 people, of course, contacted other people
for the rest.
And
right.
if you look in sports, that one basketball player who joked around, and when he had a cold and said, "Oh, it must be the coronavirus," and he touched all the reporters' microphones.
Right, I remember that.
And then also in the games he played, he interacted with 34 other basketball players and 8 referees. Then the next game after that, those 34 players and 8 referees interacted with it. And so the reason all this is being done now is because you have to keep people from hanging out together if you want to stop it. And it might be too late. It might be in Connecticut, they're anticipating 30% of the population will be infected right now. That's what the estimate is. But it might be too late, but this is why this has to be done. We've got schools that are now be closing for the next couple of weeks. And there are some things that local community events that are going on this weekend, but basically it's a self-imposed lockdown, and people should just be careful and follow it. They have to figure out a way to stop it so we don't wind up like Italy.
Well, that is correct. Now, point in case, Tom Hanks and his wife in Australia. Now they tested positive. Okay, again. Most cases of this coronavirus do recover uneventfully. Okay, most cases. They're estimating right now that the fatality percent is somewhere between a half and like one and a half. That's what they're estimating. Hard, because more and more people are getting tested.
Yeah, that's
so you know. So, but that's what they're estimating. So that is a good thing. But what I've been told is that Tom Hanks is the type of person who loves to please his fans. And while over there making the movie, we cannot tell how many pictures he has taken with his fans.
It's
every one of them have to be traced, because now that's going to go widespread across Australia.
Well, how about looking at the president at Mar-a-Lago? I mean, so how many people? Yes. How many people at Mar-a-Lago now should be tested? That's the whole thing. I think the only thing we're behind on now is
the testing.
Is the testing, and yes. You know, for us not to have. I mean, South Korea, for gosh sake, South Korea got 3.5 to 4 million test kits out immediately. We don't. We have 323 million people in this country. We don't even have a million test kits. That's the real thing. That so we don't know how many people are infected with it, and we don't know. And there's some carriers who never get sick. They don't get sick.
Right.
They're just carriers.
Asymptomatic.
So,
right.
So that's correct. why everybody's got to be real careful. And you know, I saw a picture yesterday of this elderly woman at a grocery store looking for groceries, and the shelves were empty.
Right.
And people have to understand, if you're going to go to the grocery store, don't buy out everything. Buy what, you know, you've got neighbors that can't get to the store every day like you. I mean, it's, you just have to be compassionate. And because who knows how long this is going to go on. Right now, most of the shutdowns and everything are set for 2 to 3 weeks, but you just don't know what the future will bring. That's the amazing thing. I've never been involved where the unknown is so big in a problem. And this is we have a big unknown here. You know.
Look, Broadway shut down, Lincoln Center shut down, the baseball season is going to be suspended by 2 weeks.
The Met shut down. NCAA basketball shut down.
Right. Disneyland shut down.
Formula One racing shut down. I mean, the National Hockey League. I mean,
and how many states have already closed all schools? I don't know what New York is waiting for.
Yeah, 5 states have closed all schools. Connecticut will be probably on the list. Beginning Monday, because most schools are going to be closing on Monday. Today's the last day for Region 1, but there are some schools that are closed already. So it's going to be very interesting to see.
See what happened. Well, my hat goes off many times to Governor Cuomo. I think he is doing an absolutely fabulous job. So I commend him. I really do think he is. He's definitely, you know, he was first on everything. I mean, it was the first containment unit in the country. And there's probably going to be more of those being set up. But I think he has to think about the fact that even though there may be low counts across New York State as far as the counties go, I think, like you said, it would be prudent to close the schools because, again, you don't only have children gathering in the schools, but you have the parents bringing the children to school. You have the buses. That's almost like, you know, putting the kids on a Petri dish, for crying out loud. So I think they have to close all schools. And if they have to extend it in the summer, fine. At least we save lives.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. But I tell you, like I said, in my years in broadcasting, and there's a lot of them, this is the strangest and weirdest and most foreboding situation that I've ever
I have
been
to
in.
Agree with you. Yeah, I have to agree with you. And I think that, you know, we will all overcome it. Yeah. But in the meantime, the only way we'll do that is, like you said, you have to be very vigilant.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a great thing about me working so many hours. I basically come to the station and go home all the time. So I've been self isolated for the past ever since we started.
Yeah, well, I'm working out of my house, so you can't get more. You can't get more. What's the word?
Was more vigilant and self-removed from society.
Exactly. You know, I'll go to the post office, and if I have to run to the supermarket, yes, but That has been about it. And of course, tomorrow I have to make my trip up to the cabin for the mouse patrol. But I'm not worried about that. Which I was looking at the New Jersey map, and in Morris County there are zero reports of the coronavirus in Morris County.
Well, the mice better be careful though, because you're on the way.
Yeah. not that I want to do this, but I have to do it. And my friend David's going to meet me up there, so it's going to be very quick. I'm assuming, Marshall, it's going to be 15 minutes.
All right, well, it's the mice in Pat's cabin are going to have to deal with the Pagano virus.
Yeah, really.
Pat, have a good, safe weekend.
Have a great weekend. Do the same. Be safe, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here at Robin Hood Radio with the forecast.